yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, you recall in some prior shows, I mentioned how Trump had salted the government with moles and trolls, people that were there, sleeper cells, Trump people, their loyalty to Trump. And Biden and his people have been sniffing them out and throwing them out, putting a flashlight on them, seeing them scurry, chopping at their tails. Out they went. Get them out of the house. Well, there are two people who are the head people at Social Security of all places. Two people heading up Social Security. A fellow named Andrew Saville and a fellow named David Black. Trump appointments, and they're in for the till the year 2025. There's low morale in the office. Trump has hinted many, many times at cutting Medicaid and Medicare and Social Security. And you have these two characters running Social Security. It has affected morale. Now, so far, the word is that Biden has been reluctant to remove them because they're in until 2025. There's a growing demand from people, which I join and I share. Throw them out. Fire them. You can fire somebody for cause, even if they have a term that goes to 2025. And they are moles and trolls, appointed by Trump. They're spreading bad morale in the office. But let's say it goes to a court and the court says that's not good enough. Cause is very familiar in labor contracts where you have to be discharged for cause. It has to be a little more than just bad performance. We're not talking about labor rights here. We're not talking about protecting workers or members of a union. We're talking about Trump people who are planted as moles and trolls. But let's say you get a judge who says, yes, they were put in as moles and trolls, sleeper cells, spreading morale. But yeah, that in my view, that's not technically cause. Let's just say he says that. I think he'd be wrong. You peel it on up, but you keep them up. At the end of the whole process, their claim is a claim for damages. Let's say they make $150,000, $200,000 a year. It's a lot of money. I get it. You pay them as damages, and you subtract from it any money they made in another job in the interim or could have made. If they get offered another job and turn it down to be parasites, gin up their damages, that's not good. And these kind of guys in the Republican Party can grab another job. It'd probably be a very, very low hit. But even if it were a hit for four more years, to pay them each whatever it is and get them out of there is worth it. To restore morale, restore effective functioning in the Social Security office. And I'm going to go even further. For those of you who are interested in law, I'm interested in law. What if they ask for specific performance? What if they ask for an injunction? What if they say, put them back in, let them run things? I think you just keep appealing that and keeping them out and chew up couple of years till 2025. And if somehow you had to put them in, you say, look, you're a pair of clowns. You say this publicly. You're two clowns. We have our eyes on you. We have cameras all over the place. Do not even think of doing anything. And by the way, I, Biden, am appointing your number twos, which I can do without Senate approval. And it's Jones and Smith over here. And they're the ones we're going to talk to. You are a pariah. You're a leper. You come in, you should have a bell around your neck that should ring and scare people the minute you walk in the room. At some point, these two characters are going to get out of there. They'll settle. You cannot keep these people running Social Security. Social Security is the greatest social program in the history of this country. It's kept millions of the elderly out of poverty. before Franklin Roosevelt. They'd hopefully had a family member they could live with. Usually they couldn't. They live in a hut somewhere. No electricity or plumbing, sometimes no heating. Eating cat food. Basically starving and dying young. And I don't mean real young, because they're elderly. They're over 65. But dying a lot younger than they needed to die. So, Joe Biden, let's get Andrew Saville and David Black out of there. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more. Hit the road, Black. Don't you come back no more. Get these people out of there. Get the moles and the trolls. I don't care who Biden, who Trump appointed them to, when, where, why. He says he did it. They're Trump appointees. Get him out. It's like Louis DeJoy in the post office. Get him out. Fire the governors. If they won't fire him, get him out. Just remember those names, Andrew Saville and David Black. We don't want him running Social Security. It's as simple as that. I don't know why this is so difficult. Get him out. Okay, Wisconsin. Ron Johnson has once again shamed Wisconsin. If you pick up the New York Times this morning, above the fold, one of the major headlines, quote, untruths flow from senator shaking trust. Quote, untruths flow from senator shaking trust. And it's about Ron Johnson, all about Ron Johnson. His latest untruth is he falsely said, you may have seen this publicly into the press, there was no, he said, there was no violence on January 6th on the Senate side. No violence on January 6th on the Senate side. There's video of the insurrectionists breaking windows on the Senate side. There's video of the mob coming up the stairs to kill any senator they can get. Officer Goodman, a hero, got a medal from Congress for this, opposed by the Trump caucus, believe it or not, backed up the stairs as they were shaking a stick at him. He looked over and he saw that there were senators still in the Senate chambers. So he decoyed them. He decoyed them away down another hallway to give them time. That's how Mitt Romney got away, or Mitt Romney right now would be pushing up daisies. And Mike Pence only escaped some minutes before that. The no violence, breaking windows, showing up in with weapons to murder senators, being inveigled away by a quick-thinking, smart, brave officer. No, Ron Johnson, nah, you know, these are good guys. They love America. They wouldn't, they love law enforcement. There's nothing on the Senate side. Oh, really, nothing on the Senate side. Look at the video. Look at the video, you idiot. The fact is that Ron Johnson is essentially a Russian agent. He follows Trump when he was the chairman of the Subcommittee on Homeland Security in the Senate. He said he didn't trust the FBI and the CIA, but he trusted Trump and what Trump was saying, that he trusted Putin. You got to get the Ruskies out of our government. That's pretty simple. I mean, this is Wisconsin. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. I don't care what you think. You don't want the commie Ruskies with their hooks and tentacles in Wisconsin. And they got their hooks and tentacles on Ron Johnson. My name is Ron Johnson. I come from Wisconsin. I work from Moscow there. Go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Well, Matt, on the same subject, we saw something this morning on the news. It's not really alarming, but it's on the same subject as how these real extreme right-leaning people, it's how you live long enough, you see it all. In other words, back in the 50s, it was your real hardcore left-leaning that maybe kind of saw virtue in the Russian system of government. And now it's the Republican Party and the hardcore, and there's something really, really not right with Johnson. I mean, what was he over there for 2 years ago in July? I mean, he just totally has flipped. And there's something behind that that really needs to be looked into.
No, you're right. The Republican Party under Trump, because, you know, he's been financed by them. Eric Trump told a reporter that they get their money from Russia because New York banks won't give them any more money because they went bankrupt and cheated them so often. Commie Ruskies have financed this guy to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. Steele Report said there was a pervert video, that Trump has a taste for coprophilia. Some prostitutes in a Moscow hotel room who are actually KGB agents. And everybody says, oh, well, there's no evidence of that other than what's in the report. And my statement is, if there's no evidence of it, why is he so servile to Trump, to Putin? Trump isn't servile to him only for financial reasons. But whatever it is, they say it's only for financial reasons. He led the Republican Party to the Commie Ruskies. In 2016, at the convention, Trump and Manafort altered the platform, which had been strongly anti-Russian communist, to essentially start to pin some of the blame for what happened in Ukraine on Ukraine. It's disgusting. And that came out. It was in all the papers. The average person yawns. They don't pay attention to this stuff. Trump was in Helsinki with Putin. Somebody said the CIA and the FBI say Putin hacked into the election. Trump said, well, I talked to Putin and he says he didn't. Why? He wouldn't have any reason to lie. He wouldn't have any reason to lie. The commies occupied Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia from 1945 to 1989. The Ruskies occupied Poland, much of Poland, from 1795 to 1918. They're used to murdering people, stealing their stuff, stealing their property. They lie as a matter of course. It's because they were dominated by czars for 1,000 years, and the czar wanted you put to death, he had you put to death, and you lied to save yourself. So this is what Ron Johnson has led the Republican Party to. If he runs again, that's got to be a major theme in that campaign. You cannot have a Russian agent as senator from Wisconsin. That's not what we're all about. It's not what we are all about. Going to break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away.